In Cyber Davis basketball, I have Coach James here of the Ben Davis Giants. They're coming off a four-game winning streak. They just knocked off their county foes in Brebeuf last night. Coach, how are you doing?
Just fine.
Coach, you got a big win last night over Buff. Just, we were just talking about the game just a little bit ago. Why don't you talk about the matchup you had? You guys only won by two, but it was a hard, tough game by Brebeuf.
Well, we knew it would be. Their coach does a really nice – we're a man-to-man team. We don't zone defense very well, and so we knew we was playing to their strength. They did a lot of things on offense that are hard to guard. I call it multitasking. You have to cover one type of screen, and then the guy you're guarding, while you're helping at the basket, is setting another screen right away. And that creates real problems for us. We were up 9, I think, twice in the game, thought we were playing really well, and then, you know how it goes. The guy travels, guy hits a three, they hit a couple threes on you, and now it's a three-point game. That happened to us twice during the game, and it happened just right at the end of the game. So we're very fortunate to win. We're glad we won. I thought our kids played really, really hard. It was a good team effort for them.
Now, before we talk about the semifinal matchup against Pike, I'm going to talk about something similar. You've been without Brendan Gillis for a few games now. It started off with Brennan. It looked like the team didn't know how to play without Brennan, but now they're getting better and better. Talk about how this team has improved without Brennan on the court.
Well, I think we've had a lot of kids that have had an opportunity to play that normally maybe not would have played as much. And they've picked it up, done a really nice job for us. It's sort of like our team sort of grouped together a little bit whenever Brennan went out, and the family got a little bit tighter, and we started paying more attention to details, which we had to do, I think, to survive. But, you know, it's hard to bring a kid back in. It's been out this long. The chemistry is pretty good right now. So you just got to sort of wait and see. We don't know when he's going to be back for sure. The doctors have released him to us, Mr. Lahr, basically. If he has swelling tonight after practice, he won't play. If there's swelling or bleeding, they're not going to let him play where they put the plates in at. So we don't know. You know, we're sort of like day-to-day, game-to-game on this thing. They let him warm up last night, and he had blood on his finger. And it swelled up a little bit. So if it swells, he won't play definitely. So we're not going to take a chance on – it's more important for him to play for March than tonight. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So we don't want to mess him up. We want him to be able to do what he can do and that thing. So we'll just wait and see. We've got another kid that got hurt. Harper kid got hurt last night. He's at the hospital right now getting x-rays. So we're in a real limbo right here, not knowing exactly what bodies we're going to have going into the semifinals of the county.
All right, well, as a head coach, how tough is it to bring your star player like Brennan Gillis back on the floor, even though the chemistry is so good with the other players?
You know, I don't know. I've never done this before. I've coached a long time. I've never had my best player out in about 30-some years of coaching.
Really?
I've never experienced any. I'd never had my best player foul out of a sectional final until I got here. So I've sort of been snake-bit on that kind of stuff. But
welcome to Ben Davis.
No, I don't know. I don't know how we'll do that. He's a great kid, and the kids we have on the team are really good kids, and I'm sure everybody will accept whatever roles we put them in.
All right, well, now you have the semifinal matchup on Friday night against the Warren Central Warriors. You already beat them earlier in the year, 66-60. The score doesn't indicate how close it was because it was really a great game played by you guys. They came back in it closer. Talk about the Warren Central Warriors and what you have to do.
They have some really good players. They're very athletic, not real big. They have a couple kids that can flat out shoot at one guard, got 33 on us, so he'll be a concern going in. The other guard, I think both their guards together combined for 21 and 23 at the free throw line. So we definitely want to be concerned with free throws. We don't want to get in a position where they're scoring when the clock's not running against us. We think we have an advantage inside. I'm sure they feel they have an advantage outside, so it's going to be same old, same old. It's going to be just fighting to get the ball down the top of the key and then playing from top of the key down if we can get down there. Our defense will be huge. We have to make sure we're aware of their best players and box out. They're a very good rebounding team. They've beaten some really good teams. Lawrence North's a really quality team they've beaten. They played us to just a possession or two. I mean, they haven't got blown out. They play a style of basketball that they're very patient. I think we charted last night watching film on them. They would go 1 and 1.5 minute possessions against us last time before they'd even shoot. I mean, long possessions, low scoring games, probably defensive games, what we're about to see. Everybody always blames us for that. And lots of times we're not causing that. If people would chart the games, they'd see it's the other team that's throwing a lot of passes. And so, you know, I think that'll be a big thing is we have to show a lot of discipline and patience on defense against them and make sure we wrap up possessions and obviously not turn it over. So our keys would be not turn the ball over, out-rebound them, play great defense, and make sure that we shoot more free throws than they do. If we can do those things, I think we have a good chance to win.
All right, well, Coach, if you win Friday, you play Saturday in the Marion County Championship game. Hopefully you come away with victory. Good luck.
Yeah, we just sort of go 1 minute, one possession at a time right now. Can't go too far ahead.
All right, well, thank you, Coach.
Thanks, bud.